Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody. This is the Late Night Discussion with Martez right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. And it's been a while since I did this show, but I'm happy I'm doing it tonight. Before I get into the rest of the show, I want to stop and thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I realize without him, there's no me. And I realize that I can't do these shows without his power and his might and his grace and his mercy. You know what I'm trying to say. You know, basically, I can't function without God. That's just me. That's my belief. And I'm sticking with that. Another thing I'm sticking with is the fact that we have to set the record straight about a few things. We have to set the record straight. And right here on the Late Night Discussion, we want to set the record straight. We want to dive into some things that most people don't want to talk about. We want to address some things that most people don't want to talk about. And we want to just dissect some things that most people don't want to talk about. And this show is meant to keep it real. This show is meant to tell it like it is. And this show is meant to be honest. I really want to be honest on this show. I like to be honest on all the other shows that I do. But this particular show, all bets are off, you know. The handcuffs are off me. I'm not going to police myself. I'm just going to tell it like it is. You know, I'm not going to waste this airtime by not telling it like it is. And I want to address one specific topic tonight. And I might address a few more topics tonight, but I want to talk about nice people. And I want to talk about how nice people get mistreated. I want to talk about how nice people get abused, how nice people get walked all over, how nice people get manipulated, how nice people get played, how nice people get jaded. You know, I want to talk about how people think people that are nice are fools. People that are nice don't pay attention to things. I just want to be able to talk about the stereotype, if you will, about nice people. But one specific thing that I do want to address tonight is this. All nice people are not punks. All nice people are not punks. And somewhere in the history of this world, somewhere along the line, somewhere, people started believing that every single person that's nice are punks and weak. And that's a bold-faced lie. Everybody that tries to do nice things, everybody that tries to be nice, that doesn't mean they're weak. That doesn't mean they're punks. That doesn't mean you can walk all over them. That's pretty ludicrous to think that just because somebody's nice, just because somebody shows you, just because somebody wants to be very kind to you, just because somebody wants to be very nice to you, that doesn't mean that they're open target to be walked all over. And too many times in this world, too many times in this life, I witness it. I witness nice people being taken for punks. If people see you smile a lot, if people see you open the door for them, if people see you give them money, if people see you buy them food, if people see you help them out in situations when they're in a jam, if people see that you're always there for them, certain people will take all that information and categorize you as a punk. And for those of you who are listening tonight, and some of you that are listening tonight, you know what I'm talking about. You either are the person that thinks nice people are punks, or you are either the person that gets mistreated because somebody think you're a punk. 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672, who's ever listening tonight, feel free to call in. If you don't call in, it's okay. I'll continue to speak on this because it's out of control at this point. And I haven't heard a radio personality. I haven't heard a podcaster. I haven't heard a YouTuber. I haven't heard a Facebook Liver, Instagram Liver. I haven't heard any of them address this. Now, I could be wrong. It's probably some. It could be somebody out there that's addressing this. But you people need to know that every nice person is not a punk. And it's so silly and so stupid for anyone to think that just because somebody is very cordial, just because somebody is very patient, very nice, smiles, just because somebody wants everything to be positive, that doesn't mean that they are a punk. Generally, most nice people are the people that you don't want to mess with. Most nice people are people that you need to be careful of. See, a lot of times people want to push the buttons of nice people. People want to see what they can get out of you. People want to see how far they can go with you because they don't think you're going to do anything back at them. They don't think that you're going to defend yourself. Like I said earlier, being nice doesn't mean you are a punk. Being nice actually shows that you have strength. Because it's not easy to be nice. It's really not easy to turn the other cheek. It's really not easy to do these nice things. But people just think that that's just a license to call you a punk. And I'm speaking to you from experience. Like, it's so foul for anyone to think because you're nice, you're weak. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. I watch this at the workplace. You know, if there's somebody that's willing to go get lunch for the employees, or if there's somebody that's willing to do the dirty work, sorry guys, let me take this phone call. Hello. Hmm.
Nothing says loving like my crescent roll.
Home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs all day, every day.
We're back live here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I had an emergency phone call I had to attend to, so I do apologize for stepping away from the air. That's not something that I like to do. Like I said, tonight I wanted to address this issue of people thinking that nice people are punks. And quite frankly, I've had a chance to talk to several people that fall into the nice category, and some of these people are just fed up. Some of these people are tired of being mistreated. Some of these people are tired of being disrespected. And if you're not careful, these nice people that you think are punks will one day come at you. I hate to say it like that. These nice people will one day come at you because of the simple fact that you think you can walk all over nice people and there's no consequences. And it seems as if negativity is celebrated in this world. Negativity is celebrated. And I, for whatever reason, I don't know why negativity is celebrated. I don't know why negativity is beloved, but it is. You got negativity on social media. You got negativity in your homes. You got negativity on your jobs. You got negativity in the places that you go and consume food, whether it's the grocery store or you sit down at a restaurant. It's just negativity everywhere. Negativity on the road when you're driving. Negativity on the bus. Negativity on the train. And my God, it's absolutely silly. It's absolutely outrageous how negativity has went to a whole nother level. It's just crazy. One thing I don't like is the simple fact that these phones capture so much negativity that it's not even funny. For example, there's countless videos, there's countless times that I search the internet and I see these fights being broadcasted. And I think that's the silliest thing ever. It's just the silliest thing ever. And it's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back and continue to address this. This is the Late Night Discussion with Martez right here on Open Talk Radio. 313, The Flash.
Does more.
All right, we're back here live right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, where we like to talk radio. We like to talk about things that nobody else want to talk about. At least when I do this show, this late night discussion show, I want to address some things that people do not want to talk about, that people don't address enough. You know, I'm not going to waste this airtime by talking about silly stuff on a regular basis. I'm going to use this airtime to express how I feel about certain situations. I'm going to use this airtime to attack certain situations because they need to be addressed. And I'm not saying I'm going to be the hero to end these things, but I at least want to address them. And I think it's about time we attack these. It's about time that we address these people that mistreat nice people. Like I say, whether it's somebody going out their way to give you money, whether it's somebody that's greeting you with a smile, whether it's somebody that's giving you their clothes off their back, or somebody that's giving you their time of day, or somebody that's buying you food. Just because people do those things for you, it doesn't give you a license to think that they're punks, to think that you can walk all over them, to think that you can mistreat them. I think it's irresponsible for people to be that silly, and I really want to say stupid. I think it's irresponsible for people to be that silly to think that just because people are nice, that they're punks. And that can be the farthest thing from the truth. People are nice because people are nice. People are nice, in my opinion, because people want to live in a positive world, or people want to be in a positive atmosphere. People are nice because people want to do the right thing. But there's a certain group of people that's just not okay with that. There's a certain group of people that rather they want you to be miserable. A certain group of people that wants to defame your name. There's a certain group of people that wants to destroy your character only because you're nice. And it makes no sense. Negativity is at an all-time high in this world. And I was saying this earlier. If I see another video of somebody getting beat up in some high school or some middle school, if I see another video of somebody recording somebody getting jumped, I'm going to lose it. I'm just going to lose it. And these are some of the things that I want to talk about. Why is it cool to record somebody getting beat up? It doesn't make any sense. Again, nice people are not punks. And secondly, it's okay to be positive. Just because you're positive doesn't make you weak. And we have given these bullies or given these negative people too much darn power. And it has to stop somewhere. And I'm not going to apologize for bringing Jesus into this, but most people want to believe that Jesus Christ was weak, that Jesus Christ is a punk because he did the right thing, because Jesus Christ was a nice man, because Jesus Christ was a humble man. Most people believe that. And that's just irresponsible to think that. Jesus Christ was a strong man. Jesus Christ was a powerful man. He was a strong man, and he wasn't weak. You can't get on the cross and be weak. I'm gonna go to the phones to our most loyal listeners and our most loyal supporters and a friend of mine, somebody I can say as a friend of mine. And this is Stacy Sparkles. Like, she's up late to talk to me or talk to you all tonight. What up, Stacy?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to address nice people being walked all over. You know, I want to address nice people being taken advantage of, and I'm just using these next 30 minutes to do so, next 30 to 40 minutes to do so. So that's what's going on.
I read that you were going to do this, and that's why I was like, I wonder what he's doing. And then when you said you were doing this show, I'm like, oh, no, I have to call in. You know me. I think, like, maybe this show has to be done once in a while to remind people, because I'm sick of it. And just because I do nice things for people, and then when you start saying no, then people want to start taking your character and defaming it, or you know what I mean? And they don't know the burden that they put on me to make me feel like, what did I do so wrong to you? I'm not trying to buy you. I'm trying to help you, because I know you can't help. I know that you're in a position where you can't help me back. But if you're going to ask me for help and talk behind my back and make me feel like you said, they say people that help people, we're not punks, we're not anything. Jesus, like you said, I was raised religious, and I believe help someone if you can. And you know what? One day, it's called pay it forward. I hope that they remember that someone helped them, and when they're in a better financial position in their life, that they can help someone else. But no, everyone's so cruel, and I don't have the answers anymore.
They are. Y'all know we didn't talk about this like privately on countless occasions. You know, it seems like we talk about this, because it's constantly going on, and I don't want to put your business out there, but I know I got people in my life that's supposed to be blood, that's supposed to be friends, and they only see me as somebody that they can use, or they only see me as somebody they can get some out of, and it's not fair. And I really want to know, how can you sleep at night? Seriously, how can you sleep at night knowing that you're trying to capitalize on somebody because you think they're nice? You're trying to use somebody because you think they're going to give you everything. If I'm putting my words correctly together, I just don't understand how people can sleep at night, you know, knowing that they have wronged somebody that was very, very good to them, you know. And I think, like, it's just time to fight back. Simple as that. It's just time to fight back, you know.
Answer this. I ask you this all the time. How do you fight back, especially people that are in a position of power that can make your life a living hell when all you've ever done is be nice, and then they turn on you, and you haven't done one bad thing to them, and it hurts. It really does. And oh my God. Like, I'm about to lose it, like you said, because my intentions are never to buy people or anything. Right. I'm just a little fortunate at this moment that I can help people out. And you know what? I'm sick of the disrespect I get. You're like, how can they sleep at night? I'm the one that's sleeping at night trying to figure out what I do so wrong.
Right, that has to hurt, you know, because, you know, I'm up here right now. I'm very amped up. I'm ready for war. I'm ready to attack these people. But, like, when you're alone, like, it still hurts. It's still kind of depressing that people are out here. How should I put it? People are out here trying to destroy your character, people that you helped, like people that you gave almost your last to. You know, I'm speaking to me. I'm speaking to myself right now. And even you, like people that you gave to on countless occasions to get them out of jams, you know, that hurts when they decide to destroy your name and destroy your character. Like that has to hurt at the end of the day, because – cause you only coming from a good place, you know. You are, and it's just crazy. Yeah. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. And the thing that gets me is, Marquez, you're kind of like me. We would give our shirts off to Becca people. We don't need our 15 minutes of fame. We just are generally nice people that are just trying to help people. But how dare you?
Yep.
And I'm really starting, like, I shouldn't even be crying. I never want anyone to hear me cry. But you know what? I've gone out of my way for a lot of people that have used me, and I thought I learned my lesson, and I still haven't because it's still going on. Well, it was still going on, but I put a stop to it, and this is all I can say is this is what really pisses me off when I have a friend who is feeling down, and I go out of my way to send her boyfriend money and say, please take her out for a night and have fun. And then I find out they just went to a local restaurant, and that was it. What did you do with the rest of all that money I sent you? You should have bought her flowers. You should have took her to a real restaurant. I'm sorry, a fast food restaurant, you know,
that's weak. I mean, and I don't know if the person listening, I think I'm going to re-air this on Facebook Live or something like that, because I don't know who that, well, I'm going to act like, anyway, like the person that did that to you, that's just wrong on so many levels. And you have every right to be angry at that person.
I'm not angry. I am so hurt. I am so, like, I don't know what to be. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm confused. It's like who, what, where, when, why. What do I do so bad to people that they find it necessary that what? Because I finally say no. Which I don't say no. But I help these people out, and then they're going to start giving me nicknames that are so disrespectful. You know what? I have no problem. If they want to keep playing the game, I'll call their asses out. And you know what? I love when people are like, oh, I'll pay you like Monday or Tuesday. I don't hold my breath. That's why when I give money out, I make sure there's enough money for my bills to be paid and everything, like my daughter's tuition and everything. And you know what? To prove to everyone that I am not fake, when I first met Marquez, I was listening to his show, and I think this is how we connected. He was trying to do this food drive, right, for Thanksgiving, or a food, like, just a dinner. And I was like, I ain't sending no food, because, well, you know I don't go shopping for food or anything. So all I did was send a small donation. But it didn't matter about the money. Just to hear that it helped and the event went great. So that's what I should be crying about is the happy tears. But I'm really getting tired of people that think it's okay to act like, oh, we love you, we're your friend, you know. Oh, by the way, we can't pay this bill, but, you know, and then it's becoming too much.
It is. You know what? And this is why, and I'm just going to say this, and you might disagree with me with what I'm about to say. And I'm not making an excuse for these people, but this is exactly why people nut up. And this is why you see some mass shootings. I'm just going to say this because people have been picked on. People have been bullied. You know, people have been talked about. People have been misused, and they need an outlet to act out. They need to show revenge in some kind of way. You know, and the best way to do it these days is to shoot somebody or to make somebody really hurt. And you got to be careful how you treat good people, because I know I go to church. I'm an ordained minister. I try to be a good person. I know you're a good person, but there's a dark side. I can't speak for you, but there's a dark side that's ready for you to tap into it. You know, and all it takes is a few things for you to go to that dark side. I'm not saying I'm going there. I'm just, people just need to realize that that's an option. And you never know what somebody's going through. You never know.
Sorry. No, I agree with you because I'm starting to go on the dark side too, where I don't care. I just want to lay in my bed and just ignore it all. Because I have gone out of my way for people. And in return, what they have done is pretty cruel. And I said to myself, how can you, how do I sleep at night? Well, I don't. Because people, and you would never think it's certain people, but what really pisses me off is I help you out, and I help you out over and over again, and you're going to come up with a nickname for me, and I don't care. If anyone thinks I'm a drama queen, bring it, because you know what? I have a lot of people that can back me up, especially Marquez, because we are friends, and he knows that I just, like, I don't even know what to say because I'm so lost for words, but I really wanted you to do this show because, like, you're going through it. And let me tell you, I don't care. My brother does not like me. Doesn't like me.
Yeah.
The last thing he said to me, well, I told you, is he looked me in the eyes and said, "You're better dead than alive." And he's not a religious person. I am a very religious person. But I get a phone call because my niece Lily had a birthday party. They plan a birthday party with no money to pay for it. So guess what? It wasn't for them that I helped out. It was for her when I should have said no.
Right.
But I wasn't going to ruin my niece's birthday party with all her friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you got a kind heart, you know, and you always put yourself second. I just met you, so I shouldn't tell you how you are, but it's like you don't mind.
You don't know I have. Don't stop acting like that. Like seriously. But you know what? This is the best way because no one understands. We are like, I come on the radio stations, you know, whenever I want, I just call in and go on all the shows. I try to be this upbeat, like, inspiration and help people. And at Christmas, we may have only been able to help two people, but things are changing. And that is why when I got sponsoring rights and everything, I picked you because I know you can do so much that no one else can do. And I'm sick of it, but Marquez, I'm telling you, and no one's heard me talk like this before. People don't realize, like, instead of this, you know, the saying, instead of stabbing me in the back, behind my back, I'm ready to say, why don't you just stab me? Because you're all nice to my face, but when I turn around, you want to say I'm this, I'm that. I haven't done anything to anyone. I don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
I talk to three people.
And that's crazy because, you know, we know people are out there. People are out there and they're going to talk about you behind your back. We get that. But, like, when you invest so much time in certain people and you think that they like you back and you find out they really have an agenda, and you find out they don't like you, or you find out that they talk a smack about you, that really hurts, you know. And trust me, I've been like that before, like been very hurt. Find out people were talking about me, you know. That's not an easy pill to swallow by no stretch of the imagination. But I think the good thing about it is this: at least God has given you a chance to see who's your friends and who's not your friends, who's loyal to you and who's not loyal to you. And it might be a select group of people. It might just be a couple people. that's loyal to you. And that's okay. But it doesn't make it right for people to do that. It doesn't make it right. But I think this should be like a 5-part series. So I'm just going to say this is a part one.
It should. It should. But the first thing I want to tell people is be careful. Just because you want to help someone out because you think maybe they'll like you or something, don't fall for it. Because you know what? Be your own star. Don't try to fit in or even like be a leader. Stand out, shine on your own. Because you know what? Mm. There's certain people, no matter what, they're not going to like you, no matter if you help them or not. They're not. But this has been eating me away. I am losing friends over this and everything. And it's getting out of control, especially the way Marquez, I hate to say it, he's a great guy. We all know that. But he's taken advantage of, too. It all has not to do with money, like everyone thinks. Mm-hmm. You know? And he's stronger than me.
Nah, I don't know about that. Listen, like, you dealing with, I mean, I don't want to say your business, but you going through a lot with your health. And then on top, that's another thing that just pissed me off in this moment, that you're going through all these health issues and these people still have time to betray you. Like, people know what the fight that you're in for your life. And this never hit me until now. And these people that are mistreating you, they still think it's okay to betray you or to talk behind your back or to use you. And those people, at some point in their life, I believe they're going to have to pay. Just like we all have to pay for what we do on this earth. Those people, eventually, they're going to have to reap what they sold. You know, I've had to reap what I sold, things that I didn't do that was right when I was younger. You know, what goes around, come around. None of us are perfect. Let me just say this. None of us are perfect. But I can tell you that me and Stacy, we don't seek negativity. Like, we may make mistakes, but we don't look to mistreat people. I can tell you that for sure. But there's some people that wake up looking to use people, looking to mistreat you. And those are people that need to be cut out of your lives as of right now. I don't care if it's your mother. I don't care if it's your father, your brother, your sister, your so-called boo, your so-called boyfriend, girlfriend, a best friend. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like one of my best friends, you know, I was best friends with this person for a long time, but I always knew that they were trying to use me, but it wasn't until recently that I realized that I needed to separate myself totally from this person because they only want to use me. And you got to get to a point where you mature in your life where you don't need these people to be in your circle.
Yeah. No. And you know what? I cut one out. Like, I went through my Facebook yesterday and I really started deleting people. But the main people, one's already knocked out and I'm working on another one. I'm sick of it and I have to stand up for it because, like you said, it's affecting my health. It's affecting everything because people know that I am such a nice person. That, like, I don't have the capability of saying no. I want to help everyone. But, like I was told, you can't help everybody.
Yeah.
And then I think, if I help these people, would they help me? No.
Instead,
they wanna speak very poorly about me, which usually I don't care. But... Yeah. When I have gone above and beyond and you want to still talk really negative about me, that's what hurts. It hurts.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. I understand. Stacey, I got to take a quick break, all right? I don't know if you're going to stay on the line, but I got to take a 1 minute and 20 second break, okay?
No problem. I'll be here.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Thank God. We're back here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We got some good shows coming up tomorrow. And let me just say this. This isn't a platform that's all about wrestling. Although it seems like although it seems as if every show on here is about wrestling, it's really not. But with saying that, tomorrow we got three wrestling shows. Tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock, we have Wrestle Talking to D from 6 p.m. to 6:30 Eastern. Then we have the Wrestling Debate Show from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And then we got the Gorilla Position from 8 to 10 p.m. with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost. But tonight, I just need the whole world to know, or whoever's listening, you know, that it's time for this platform to take it up a notch. It's time for this platform to speak out on controversial things, not because of ratings, but because I feel like it's the right thing to do. And this is going to be a 5-part series as of right now. So next week, we want to address things such as, why is it hard to say no to bad people? I want to address that next week. Why is it hard to say no to bad people? And why do we like to consume this abuse from bad people? Why do we consume this abuse for so long? So I want to address those things next week. But I'm talking to the wonderful Stacey Sparkles. Do people ever get, like, I never said this to you off air, but do people often think because your name is Stacey Sparkles that you're just easy, like you're easy going, or you're walking the park?
Well, I'm really outgoing. You know that.
Yeah.
You know. Suffer, you know, when ghetto fast space has to come in, she ain't the nicest, you know. But no, like, the main point is, yeah, you do all these good things and people don't realize all the good you do. But here's the problem. I do a lot of good too. I just don't need to advertise it. I don't need attention for it, because you know what, God knows what we do and he'll repay us back at the end. And
absolutely.
I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I am so sick of it that I am ready to walk away from Facebook, walk away from everything that has to do, like, and I don't talk
life.
To certain family members. I don't talk, you know, and that's why we are hoping, Marquez and I do have a show coming, and my show will be nothing wrestling. Maybe here and there, but I want to do good for people. I want people to come and call in and share great stories and stuff. And you know what? If we can help you by sending you a gift card or something, it's my pleasure, because I can do it. I can do it instead of giving the users money that they don't appreciate.
Right, right.
Why have the people that just want to continue to talk? I'm done. And I think people know I'm done too. And they're lucky that I'm a nice person and I don't call their names out.
Exactly. Because you probably have so much dirt on these people, especially these people that are harassing you for money. You got to know so much about them that they don't want other people to know. You know, you got to, you know, but yeah, you're a nice person because some people will put their dirty laundry out on the internet or out on the airwaves. So they better be thankful that you are a nice person, a nice human being.
I actually don't have a lot on people. If I wanted to, I could get it on my own, but you know me, I'm not going to be like them and call them out and embarrass them and speak badly about them. If they continue, let them. I can't change them. And if people want to believe it, it's fine. But they all forget. They all want to play the back and forth game. But they better remember, I'm a fighter. I'm fighting a disease I don't wish on anyone. And I don't talk about it a lot, but every day is a struggle for me. And I've been getting up. I started training. I'm getting muscle. I'm always joking that I'm getting muscle because maybe one day someone's really going to make me mad. You know, and I've never laid my hands on anyone. And my parents have always taught me respect. And I've always been a religious person, but the past couple of years, I became really religious, and I've seen some really sad things, and that's why at Christmas, when we were able to help, you know, so even though, because it was a last-minute idea, because that's what we do, Marcus, we come up with last-minute ideas, and we didn't have enough time to pay it forward. We were supposed to go to Walmart and pay people's bills and all that, and it didn't work, and you know, you have so many good things coming up too, and you know.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and for those of you that are listening, because we're going to replay this show, I know a lot of times people that do listen to the platform, they don't listen to it live. They may come back and listen to it the next day. Just want you to know, Stacey, she's a good human being. I never get a chance to really talk about how good she is, but she's a breath of fresh air. Like you give me hope, and I'll tell you this off air when I get on the phone with you. Like you give me hope that there is some good people out there, because this world is wicked. Like this world is going to hell in the handbasket, in my opinion. It's like so much negativity, but you preach positivity, and you push positivity, and you are positive. So like this is somebody that you should cherish. For those of you that are listening. Not somebody you should take advantage of, but somebody you should cherish. Because Stacey, she's all that, you know. She's all that in a bag of chips.
You're speaking about yourself.
Nah. I'm just a guy. Like I'm just a regular old guy. But you're that deal. But we got about 9 minutes to go. Definitely having a good conversation tonight. Stacey, she always saved the day. I'm glad she called in, because I never know if I can carry a show, but I never know if I can like carry it. But Stacey, I'm glad you called in, because you know,
you carried the show, good.
Yeah, thank you. But part of the reason I did this show was because of you, and we talked off air about this, and hopefully we can take this to a whole nother level next week, or maybe we can have people on here to talk about their issues with dealing with negative people. But who knows what's going to happen. But while you're on the line, could you talk more about your foundation, or am I putting you on the spot?
No. The Sparkle Foundation started out in 2018, and it was going to be the S. Row Foundation. And I had big plans to invest into bowling and everything. Well,
right.
In 2018, it wasn't a really good year for me. My health, I had just started going to indie wrestling. I got wrapped up with a lot of people that weren't great people, you know, and I'm not talking about the wrestlers alone, just some of the fans too. Matter of fact, they're crazy to this day, and I'm not afraid to say that because they're not kind people, and I don't owe them anything, but I wanted to take this foundation, and because I have MS and there's so much research going towards it, there's not enough money to help people with mental illness and bullying and everything. So in a way, I feel like God granted me a prayer by meeting Marquez, because with what we can do together, we can help a lot of people. And Detroit, I love you. I may be from Chicago, but, you know, Detroit, anyone listening, but, you know, and that's all I want to do. I'm not trying to, like, I'm not better than anyone. I'm not anything. I'm just a person that believes in helping people because I don't know what it's like to struggle. Never had to. And I want to give back to good people or people that really need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of my foundation, is that there's a certain amount of money every year that will be put away, and I have my checks, and, you know, and I am in charge of this. No one can tell me what I can and can't do. And you know what's sad, Marquez, is I had two other people I really wanted to invest in, and they lost it. They lost their opportunity. And that's sad.
It is.
You want to use me and everything? I'm not going to help you out. And it hurts. It really does.
Yeah. So I know you had high hopes on helping those people out, and obviously they did something to change your mind. But with about 5 minutes to go, I mean, what helps me out in all of this is we are Bible believers, and it's amazing how Jesus, he poured into the disciples. He gave disciples knowledge. You know, he showed them how to be humble. You know, he fed them, things of that nature. You know, he showed them how to use their power. He showed them they had power and authority, you know. And sometimes the disciples, they still had lack of faith. But, like, Jesus was trying to show them a message. But there were two disciples that turned their back on Jesus, Judas and Peter. You know, so that helps me out when I see people, especially people that you've been friends with for a long, long time, and they turn their back on you. You know, it kind of helps me sleep easier or sleep better when I know that some of the disciples did that to Jesus. You know, like, if Jesus can keep it pushing, I can keep it pushing, you know. So, that helps out. But we're going to talk about this more next week. We might want to take it more to another level, next week and dive into to some more things.
Oh, I'm ready to, like, you know me. Usually I have my paperwork in front of me and everything, but no, you're the one that's really taking everything that's important to another level, and that's why you're the one person I wanted to sponsor, and because I know you have Blog Talk right now that you're on, but you do a lot of stuff outside this show. And I don't think people realize how much you do, but you help a lot of people, a lot more than anyone would imagine.
Thank you. You know,
I just wanted to say, and you always keep up. You're like me.
even when we get hit with the worst, we still keep a positive, like, mindset, or we don't sit here and talk horrible about these people.
Right.
Instead, we're praying for them.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, I always thought this was a bad thing to say. I didn't want to come off as egotistical, but I'm going to do it tonight. That's what makes us special people, that we can handle things like that. You know, we're able to handle things with such grace, you know, and such patience, you know. But we don't fly off the handle. Cause we are special people. And those people know that we are special people. Those people know that we are a bit different. But I got to close right now. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for those people that are listening on Instagram. I appreciate you all listening. Especially because you don't know us, you don't know me, you don't know even Stacy. I want to thank you for listening. I got to figure out a way to put this on Facebook Live next week. But this is the late night discussion where we talk about anything and everything, where we address issues. And I mean, this is going to be a show where I examine myself. You know, I'm not all perfect. You know. And next week, I'm going to crucify myself, because there's so many times where people have told me, you got to stop being nice. It's not good. You can't help anybody. You can't help everybody. You know, and I want to talk about that. Yep. Absolutely. You said it. I want to thank everybody for listening. Tune in to the show tomorrow. Tune into the shows tomorrow if you want to. If not, there's other shows on other platforms that's just as good. This is Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I will talk to you people later.